Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome back on board. It's another wonderful week here in the Valley, although it is not as warm as it was over the weekend. We're delighted to have you back with us, 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number, On the Mark at WKOK.com. We'll get you through to our email, and you can text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM in at the start of your message. On the Mark, brought to you as always by our good friends at the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's just right for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience, second to none. Check them out today at sunburymotors.com. Well, President Donald Trump had a big weekend with his rally in Ohio, and it led, one comment that he made led to a lot of controversy. But he had some other interesting things to say, too. So let's take a listen.
Former President Donald Trump holding a rally in Ohio earlier today. He addressed a number of topics, including the southern border crisis and how it's affecting smaller communities throughout the United States.
They've illegally crossed our southern border, and that's what happened. That his animal came in. Lakin Riley would be alive today if Biden had not unleashed a savage attack on America, and that's what he's done. But instead of apologizing to Lakin's family, Joe Biden apologized to the killer for calling him illegal. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have called him illegal. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize to the killer. He's more concerned with the killer. He couldn't even pronounce her name right. He's more concerned with the killer than he is with Lakin. And that's the problem. They're more concerned with criminals than they are with the people of our country that built our country and that are keeping our country afloat. Because that's all. With the policies they have, all you can do is keep it afloat. And you'll be lucky if you do that. And let me tell you, 7 months is not a long time in one way. In another time, it's eternity. Because these guys can do damage like nobody's ever. I don't know. They either hate our country or they're grossly incompetent. I did a great job on the border. The border was terrible, but it was peanuts by comparison to what it is now. It was like a small percentage. Now, I mean, nobody's ever had to go through this. Nobody ever. No one has been hurt by Joe Biden's migrant invasion more than our great African-American and Hispanic-American communities. You know that, right? Because they're taking your jobs and they're creating lots of problems. And you know who else are hurt? People on Social Security, because your Social Security will be destroyed by the people coming in. There's too many of them. It's not sustainable. Joe Biden is costing you Medicare and he's costing you your Social Security.
Yes, indeed. And not only that, but he also made a comment that has prominent conservatives on social media tearing into media outlets this weekend for taking President Trump's comments at a recent Ohio rally out of context. Conservative commentators, Republican lawmakers, and other slammed outlets like Rolling Stone, NBC News, and CBS News for sharing headlines about Trump claiming there would be a bloodbath if he didn't win re-election that didn't mention that he was referring to to the automotive industry. And I heard this morning on CNN, early morning programming, they were doing exactly the same thing. Over the weekend, Joe Scarborough posted something on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Elon Musk responded to it, forcing Joe to take down his comments. So, you know, and we have a letter from EB that also advances this narrative that he was claiming there would be a bloodbath general if he wasn't elected. It was obvious he was talking about the automotive industry. Eric, you want to comment on Trump's comments, and you're on the mark.
Thank you. Good morning. But to put it in context, and what chilled me, Joe, was, okay, the bloodbath, that's Trump just using euphemism as he does. And if it was just about the auto industry, as indicated, I would just, you know, parlay it off as, okay, that's Donald Trump just, you know, letting the bloodlust out, which he does from time to time. But what really concerned me, if you saw the whole broadcast about it, was how he opened his rally up by playing the national anthem sung by the convicted felons who participated in the insurrection. And that, to me, Joe, was absolutely chilling. It just reminded me so much of some of the bantering of Adolf Hitler in the 20s as his legions, you know, cried allegiance to it. But to have your rally opened up by the convicted felon singing the national anthem, you can understand then why bloodbath was taken out of context, couldn't you? Did that make you feel good or feel comfortable that the leading candidate, the President of the United States, is using convicted felons to sing the national anthem to open up his rally?
So in other
and of course
words,
get his people all pumped up?
So in other words, felons aren't allowed to sing the national anthem?
Well, they weren't just felons. They were the convicted people who participated in insurrection.
Okay, well,
and then later on in his diatribe is when he then... I'm sorry, I'm very emotional this morning.
I can
because
tell you
this is just so heart-wrenching to me that the American people can't see what's going on. That he said one of his first actions as president would be to correct this situation, meaning he's probably going to go in and pardon them. And then to say, you know, everyone's against him and this and that, but he's continuing to... If he would just say, oh, I was wrong, the previous election was, you know, I was misinterpreted data and so forth, but no, he now continues to put forth the rhetoric that the first one was stolen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
We saw what happened on January 6th, and now you can see where the word bloodbath, because it ended up being bloodbath, that people were killed during the January 6th insurrection, I call it, you call it a protest, but there was bloodletting. So is it any wonder that people are concerned that when he says, if I don't get reelected, there's going to be a bloodbath?
Okay, hang on. Can you hang on a second? I've got to put two calls on hold that we aren't able to get to. Oh, no, we're getting to them now. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I mean, yeah, you can be critical about it, but he said some other things that, you know, kind of detracted away from the auto industry. I think he said this would be just one of something small. This will be small in comparison. It's chilling. It is, and there's so many people out there who Trump. It just speaks so much of what happened in Germany in the 30s, where the rule of law was totally ignored and people pledged allegiance to Adolf Hitler, including all the people in the military. And we saw what happened then to a great country of my heritage, certainly, that got turned away and became the greatest criminals in the history of mankind. And it just chills me that perhaps this is some of the things that, because of the devotion that Trump demands, and anyone who is against him gets thrown out. And now to do that, it's very chilling to me. And I'm sure the other people will call in and lambast me, but I'm telling you what the impression is for me, that and perhaps Joe Biden's not the answer, but my goodness, to put this man back as the head of the greatest country in the world, with what he's doing now, just his campaigning, very frightening.
Well, you know, I look at Donald Trump. I heard most of his speech. No, I can't watch 2 hours or an hour and a half of anybody speaking. I don't care who it is. And I don't share your pessimism. I thought I also saw him over the weekend with Howie Kurtz on Media Buzz. He did a sit-down interview with him. He was very rational, very calm. He explained every comment he made and why he made it. And he did not seem threatening. He said that his, you know, everybody's saying, oh, he says he's going to be your vindication. He's going to, you know, get revenge. He said, Trump said, my revenge will be in winning the election and driving them crazy. I mean, he was not off the rails. He's not insane. You know, when he gets in front of a crowd at a rally, he gets pepped up. So do the people that are there. And sometimes he says things, he, you know, that can be taken a different way. But so does Joe Biden. You know, so
when does Joe Biden ever said about, you know, if he's not being, won't be reelected, he would ever create a bloodbath? When does Joe Biden ever state that if he's not reelected, it means the
Eric, did you actually watch that?
Stolen. I mean, they never came out of President Biden's mouth.
Eric,
he believes in a free and open election. So,
with all due respect, Eric, and I love when you call, but you're taking that entirely wrong. I saw that part. It was quite clear he was talking about the automotive industry, not the country in general.
I told you, Joe, that I accept that, but what I can't accept was this convicted felon singing the national anthem, open that whole thing up, and then later then telling all his people there, hey, you know, that they essentially, what the message was, they're in jail because of me. They're my dedicated followers, and what they did was not wrong. Everyone's coming after me, and they welcomes more lawsuits. So that gets them off the hook for everything, doesn't it?
Well, then
oh, they're after me.
And what you do is you don't vote for him.
How many things, or will be?
He's not convicted of anything.
And we're still going to blindly follow him, just like they followed Hitler in the 30s.
He hasn't been convicted of anything. You know, the other rumor is that he was held legally responsible for rape. He wasn't. You know, he was, well, you know.
So he's just a good guy who everyone's against him, Joe. He's never done anything wrong. And all these five
and Joe Biden
were all just trumped up by the Justice Department coming from how many different states?
And Joe Biden showered with his daughter.
You can't believe that.
Joe Biden showered with his daughter. That's kind of creepy. I mean, there's bad stuff about all these people. You don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore.
So you're comparing Joe Biden showering with his daughter against someone who called up a state to say, find me 17 or 15,000 more votes to get me, and then incited his people to insurrection. Joe, listen to what you're throwing out there, my good friend, because you're comparing a one minute little thing, perhaps, again, an allegation against someone who tried to become a dictator in the United States. And I'll let other people call in and vindicate me, but
okay, well,
I thank you for the opportunity
to explain how
I feel about it and how I'm really scared about the future of our democracy.
Look, I understand how you feel, and I'm not minimizing it. I'm just offering the other side of the coin.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it was appropriate for him to play the national anthem of the people in jail, convicted felons singing, and the ones who were singing were the ones that were put in jail because of the actions he directed? Do you think that's appropriate? That's a good way of having a political rally and everything's okay with that? You're okay with that?
Frankly, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't care who sings the national anthem as long as they sing it well and they mean it.
but there was no intent there. And what about him saying the first act is going to be he's going to pardon all those guys?
That's the president's prerogative. There have been controversial pardons
before.
What
he's doing is circumventing the Justice Department.
No,
and if he's convicted of something, he wants to get elected so he can pardon himself. And already he's priming the Supreme Court to say whether he can do that or not.
Well, that's a good question. Don't know whether he can or can't. Hey, we have another call we have to take, but I thank you for your call, Eric.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Always
thank
fun to
you,
talk
sir.
To you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Stanley, I'm sure you want to weigh in on this topic. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, sounds like Eric might have to loosen up his tinfoil hat there. I mean, totally out of context for taking this comment that Trump made. And he was talking about China building car manufacturing plants in Mexico so they can take advantage of the, what is it, it ain't NAFTA, what's the other, the new, the MC,
NAFTA.
North America, the trade one that Trump
what it was called. There's so many names floating around down there.
Right. It was NAFTA, but now it's this. But so they can get the cars shipped into the country tariff-free is what they're trying to do.
Right.
Build them in Mexico because we have a trade agreement between Mexico and Canada that our products cross borders without tariffs. Well, Trump made it perfectly clear. Those cars will be at 100% tariff if he has anything to do with it, which I don't have a problem with that. Because And he was talking about what will happen to the U.S. car industry when that happens. It'll be a bloodbath, economic bloodbath. It's part of the definition if anybody's willing to look it up.
That's true. It is part of the definition.
So, you know,
it was called the U.S.
Stand.
It was called the USMCA.
Yeah, okay.
The North American Free Trade Agreement. That's the other one, NAFTA. But the other one is the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement.
Right.
So, okay. We got that.
So, I mean, so everybody's got their knickers in a twist because he said that, and because the mainstream media spread lies all weekend about what he said. Period. They're spreading lies. Totally out of context, and it's all lies.
Well, they're not just.
So what do we do now?
They're doing it today. I saw it on CNN this morning. They're sitting there with a panel talking about it like he was threatening a bloodbath if he wasn't reelected. I mean, come on.
Of course, because that's their narrative. They're going to keep pushing that narrative for the next 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Who knows? How long? Biden will probably have some ads with that little short blurb in it. And then they'll put pictures of J6 over it. The only bloodletting that happened on J6 was the Capitol Hill cop shooting a protester and killing her.
Yeah.
That was the bloodletting. So,
well,
you know, and as far as Biden get up there lies every day about that, all the cops that died on J6. No cops died on J6. The only person that died in J6 was Ashley Babbitt, period. So, you know, they talk about rule, Larry, rule of law, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the rule of law. Let's see how much the rule of law they're following right now as they persecute their political opponent. They're as bad as Biden's crew is as bad as Putin in Russia. He's following his footsteps.
I think that President Trump brings some of this on himself. You know, I'm sorry, he does. And I understand that at that Saturday rally, his teleprompter went off, which he doesn't read word for word anyhow, but it reminds him what points he wants to make. And apparently he was more rambling and freestyle than he normally is. And, you know, if you cut those words the way the media cut them, it does sound like he was predicting a bloodbath if he wasn't reelected to the presidency. You know, so if he had gone on and said, and that's what will happen to the automotive industry, they couldn't have used the cut. You know, he could have destroyed.
Yeah, but no, they would have cut that out. See, that's the thing. The news media is so dishonest, they would have hashed and cut that part out. Doesn't matter what he would have said before, after, during. You can see what he said before they don't include. It's just that few words there that if he loses, there's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
That's all they've been using.
Yeah, it's sad that the media is that dishonest.
They're scumbags.
Well, I won't go that far, but they're intellectually dishonest if they don't report what they actually heard. I mean, if they wanted to say that they believe he actually meant it, even though he said something else, that's one thing. But here they're making it sound like he deliberately said there's going to be a bloodbath if he wasn't reelected, and that's not what the man said. And I'm no big fan of him shooting his mouth off the way he does half the time. But, you know, in this case, I believe in fairness, and they're being unfair to the guy, again, as they have been in the past.
As usual. Yep. You know, as far as the national anthem, really? It matters who sings it?
Well, I don't think so, as long as they sing it well and they mean it.
Yeah, I've heard some really crappy renditions from Democrats,
yeah,
and
right.
We're supposed to be okay with that, so... You know, I want it sung, and I want it sung meaningful, and I want it to be sung correctly.
Yep, I agree with you. Yep, that's all I care about.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, those people, for the majority of them, are political prisoners.
Well,
some of them were arrested just for being on Capitol grounds. Some went into the Capitol but did no violence. All he did was go in once the doors were open, and they walked through, and the cops were kind of ushering them in. Okay, those people have been convicted. So the people that were attacking the cops, which, in my opinion, the majority of those were probably Antifa that dressed up like Trump supporters. There are people that are witness to them changing their clothes to do that. Okay, there are witnesses to that.
Yeah, well.
But that's neither here nor there. You know, those people probably weren't arrested. But so they arrested these people, and the majority of them are being held in prison down there in D.C., charges not filed, or no trial date. They've been there for a year, 2 years, whatever it's been.
They're still there? You're saying they're still there?
There's some that still are.
Oh.
It's insane. Okay. You know, they haven't all been worked through the system. Some of them are still sitting there.
Well, you know, I thought that they were all out by now because habeas corpus was called for, and they couldn't turn that down.
No, I think they just keep delaying things. So, and they won't. And the other thing is, they won't allow these defendants to have access to the evidence. The Capitol tapes are the evidence. The security tapes are the evidence, and they're not allowed access to them.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
So, when they're not allowed access to the evidence, in my opinion, that whole case should be thrown out. Because it isn't that part of the judicial system. Both sides get access to all evidence.
Okay. Hey, we'll give you the last word. We have another call and a break to take. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. As far as Biden showering with his daughter, that's really a bad thing. And that story came from her diary.
Not from Republicans, right. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. That's kind of creepy.
You can see it when he sniffs little hair, kids' hairs and stuff like that. It's just, he's insane. But anyway, y'all have a great day.
All right,
enjoy
thanks.
The weather.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Take care, Stan. 570-743-9565. We have one caller on the hotline. Two lines are open. One of our emailers says, just hold on, caller. We'll get to you. We want to cover these because they're on topic. Oh, Eric, you're so emotional over Trump's comments. You poor little soul. Give me a break. You are another bleeding heart liberal who gets all wrapped up in how the media tells you how to feel. And quit referring to January 6th as an insurrection, because if people were truly trying to overthrow the government, they would not have walked in there with no weapons, taking selfies and shaking the hands of the police. You also keep referring to Hitler when talking about Trump, and that propaganda is straight from our media today. Yes, Eric, you are part of the problem. That's signed by Doug. And then to balance things out, I knew we would hear from our friend EB this morning, and she did not let me down. What a weekend for Donald Trump. At his rally in Dayton, Ohio, he slurred his words, had trouble reading from the teleprompter, and said that Joe Biden beat Barack Hussein Obama in an election. Dementia Don strikes again. The old geezer needs someone to get him some help. Most shocking, though, was his comment that if he loses the election, it will be a bloodbath for America. Can you imagine what the conservative response would be if Biden made a comment like that? It wouldn't be good. And yet I'm guessing conservatives will have no issue with the remark because, as always, anything is okay if Trump does it. That includes rape, sucking up to Putin, trying to overturn a free and fair election, and so much more. Clearly, he's prepping his dim-witted followers to pull another January 6th when he loses this November. We sadly know why they're not above using violence to defend their cult leader. MAGA is a blight upon America. Okay, we have to take a very quick break. Hang on, caller. We will be right with you.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Relaxed, rejuvenated, and refreshed. That's what life is like at Nottingham Village Senior Living Community in Northumberland. And at Heather Court at Nottingham Village, they're focused on supporting and enriching the lives of loved ones needing memory care. It's the area's newly built freestanding memory care facility with four distinct neighborhoods supporting 12 individuals and semi-private and private bedroom layouts, all designed to offer a home-like setting. Meals are offered in a family manner. There's a full kitchen in each neighborhood. Residents can enjoy homemade meals and snacks, and food is prepared any time of the day. Plus, it's a safer, more secure environment where your loved ones receive exceptional 24/7 memory care from certified dementia care specialists and practitioners on staff. And all suites are spacious with home-like settings, including beds and linens, wardrobes, nightstands, wall-mounted LED TVs in all the rooms, and so much more. If this sounds like a place to call home for a loved one needing memory care, call Al Seidel today at 570-473-2360 to schedule a visit and learn more. Nottingham Village, Knights Road, Northumberland, online at nottinghamvillage.org.
Ready or not, here comes spring and all the work that comes with it. So now's the perfect time to get a tough tractor that's ready for anything this season can throw at it. Right now, you can get 0% or save thousands on select models during the Mahindra Spring Sales Event. Go to MahindraUSA.com to see all our deals and to find a local family-owned dealer near you.
Save yourself some work this spring. Hurry to the Mahindra Spring Sales Event going on now at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Elysburg Road, Danville.
Did you know you should be drinking as much water in the colder months as you do in the warmer months?
Just ask the folks who know. Topahawken Mountain Spring Water. Our bodies are mostly made of water, and regardless of the time of year, they require good hydration. Men and women alike need 8 to 10 glasses daily. Plus, when you're hydrated, your appetite is much more controlled, which can help give your body the energy it needs to break down fat. You've never really tasted water until you taste Topahawken Mountain Spring Water, the water most beneficial to your health. Topahawken, nature's finest drink.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the mark, 570-743-9565. We have two of the hotlines filled. One is open. Give us a call. Chris, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir, from Milton.
Yeah, well, if a guy calls the people who are arrested for breaking into the Capitol building hostages, then I think you know where he's coming from. And he's also pledged to pardon them when he his first day in office. Now, that the idea that the president uses the pardon as a way to keep people from testifying against them, which possibly against them, or providing information against them, which Trump has done, and that he would even consider pardoning himself, which Trump has done, I think are pretty good strikes against him. I mean, not even Nixon tried to do that.
Well, Nixon resigned before he could. I think he had it on the table to do.
He could have any time. He could have during the investigation.
Yeah, well, he knew that Gerald Ford was going to do it after the election, and Ford did it to calm the country down.
He knew, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
There's evidence to that.
Ford decided after he was president.
He did. But the President Nixon believed that he was going to do it. I'm talking about what he believed, not about...
Didn't he do it himself then? In fact,
I think because there was no precedent.
To Trump, he could have just claimed immunity and
I think there was
couldn't
no,
be prosecuted.
There
That's
was no,
what Trump's doing.
There was no
Why
precedent
did he even
for
need
it?
A pardon?
Well, let me answer. There was no precedent for it at that time, and there's none now.
There's still no precedent
I know.
For
there's
it
none now. I agree. There isn't. And I think it would be challenged in the courts, and I think it would lose. I don't think you can pardon yourself. That's like saying I'm going to go shoot you.
No, but it delays the trials for an extra long time. So, at best, they'll be going on. One might be going on during the campaign.
Well, that's true. One might be. So, the system drags on. It does its job. It does it slowly. It does it to ensure the rights of both the prosecution and the defense.
The justice delayed is what?
Justice denied, but that doesn't apply in this case. You have legal legal options, and you're allowed to take them. No one says you get railroaded in this country, even though you might like it to be a lickety-split. But suppose you were...
And you have political judges making political decisions.
And who are these political judges making political decisions? I'm sure they're all conservatives, right? No liberal ever does that.
They do on occasion.
Yeah, they do it more often than not.
you can decide that for yourself, I guess, but nobody beats out Clarence Thomas.
For what?
For being a corrupt fool.
Now, what has he done that makes him a corrupt fool?
What has he been found guilty of? His income that he knew he should have reported.
And was he arrested for that? Was he charged?
No.
The Justice Department would have to do that. Why didn't they? If it's a crime,
it's against the court standards. It violates his course. But the only way to convict him is to impeach him.
Okay,
and that comes down to a political vote. So, no.
The Democrats have the Senate.
And that's how you get out of it. That's the way you can take your money and take your vacation with your billionaires. And if...
Whose house did...
If that's what you want to do. That doesn't prevent me from calling them corrupt for doing it.
Whose multi-billion dollar mansions did Barack Obama spend time in on Martha's Vineyard? And where did President Biden just spend 2 weeks of vacation? A millionaire's or billionaire's property. This is done all the time. Is it right? No, I don't think so.
Not for judges, it's not done all the time. In fact, it's illegal. It is illegal for everybody but the Supreme Court justices.